All rise for your dishonorable, not a real judge, Damone Allen. Debatable is now in session.
Welcome to a new episode of Debatable. I'm your host, not a real judge, Damone Allen. Joining me as always is Hi-Fi Mike.
Hey.
Samoan Joseph.
Fuck the Vikings.
And the bad guy, Kenny.
Oh, yeah!
So, this is Debatable, where we debate the series, the silly, and everything in between. So, we are going to be doing things a little bit differently this week. We won't have two topics. We're just going to have one. But it's going to be a tournament. It's going to be the biggest tournament we've ever done on this show. So, it is going to be a 64-person character tournament. To decide the best video game character of all time. So the way tournaments work here at T13 is under Travis T rules. Fuck you, Travis. So each person will get a certain number to put into the bracket. We randomize them. They go head to head until there's one final winner. Like I said, this week's bracket or tournament is the best video game character.
I don't know why you bring Travis up anymore. It doesn't work here.
It's just to say fuck you. Pretty much.
And this week's tournament is brought to you by Wendy's. If you'd like to sponsor us, please do.
Yeah, they can sponsor us, even though I'm more of a Burger King guy, but I'll take Wendy's.
Royalties are royalties.
True.
Oh, Joe, by the way, I got Scarlet.
The Scarlet Letter?
I got Pokemon Scarlet.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start for each. So in total, each person's going to get what? 16? Oh, 16. Also, what we're going to have to do, because the bracket maker we use doesn't allow us to do 64, we're going to do two separate tournaments of 32 each. So for the first one,
do eight each.
Yeah.
Do you want to just start off with eight?
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
Eight each, okay. And then the other person, or and then the other sets eight each. But wait. How should we do this though? Should we do, like,
I was gonna say four, then four, then four, then four.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Are we doing all of our picks before we start voting, or are we doing this whole 32? I say
all 64 first.
All 64
okay.
First.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay. We'll start with Mike.
Solid Snake.
That's a solid pick. It's a solid pick.
Let's go with Sephiroth.
You're gonna have to spell that.
S-E-P-H.
Oh my god, this man needs some fucking spelling lessons. Sephiroth.
What was it? S-E-P-H.
E-R-O-T-H.
Sephiroth, this thing has, that definitely has like the best theme song for sure.
Yeah, one winged angel.
Yeah, that shit's
on. Yeah, one winged angel.
Let's go with. Go with off the top of my head.
You're struggling at pick three, bud.
Well, no, the problem is there's so many, and I don't want to just pick from Final Fantasy.
This is why I wrote it down.
He sounded like LeBron. He said there's so many good ones, I just can't pick between one.
Right. Let's go with Darth Revan from Knights of the Republic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know how to spell Revan.
R-E-V-A. Jesus Christ. R-E-V-A-Revan.
You were close. Better than Seth
Vin,
Ref.
Vin, it could be either one.
It's Revan.
Revan. For the accent. Over
Let's
the
go with Star Fox.
Ooh, Star Fox is good. I was That's hoping someone one. Was going to pick that.
There's That's so many. One. Like I'm having a problem. I'm having a problem just because there's too many.
You guys wanted to do a big this bigger one.
You know what that just made me think of though? We could do like a best Super Smash Brothers tournament, and that would be,
I feel like we already did that.
With all the characters?
I don't
probably
know
all of them.
I don't play Smash Brothers enough.
I'd smash you.
Well, there you go.
Kenny.
All right. I'm gonna start off with Fat Joe from Def Jam Fight for New York. One of the most OP characters ever. Man, we hit that pedigree for no damn reason. Like, light your ass up. You'll lose a quarter of your health off it, too. I'm going to go Justice Young from NBA 2K16. The greatest teammate to ever have, ever. Me and him used to rotate 100-point games. I mean, I miss him.
K16 on my PS4.
Oh, yeah, he would just make shot after shot after shot.
Bro, he was 6 foot tall, just going crazy. He's the winner for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's my winner right there. I'm also gonna go with Madden 12, DeSean Jackson. He had a 100 speed. His speed was at 100 overall.
Pre-massage.
Yeah.
That's the wrong.
Come on, man. You should know how to spell it.
That's the wrong DeSean.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, DeSean. Oh, you're right. You're right. Right. I was thinking, yeah, DeSean Watson.
Which one is it? Madden.
Madden 12. Madden 12. That's the 100 speed one. You just fling that bitch up. He's catching it every time. And then my last one is going to be Wesker from the Resident Evil series.
Hey, I was hoping somebody would throw some Resident
Evil. Yeah, Wesker was
AER.
He was like,
take
off. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you just not play video games, Damone? What the fuck?
I don't really know.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Joe.
All right. Starting off with John Marston from Red Dead Redemption.
Good one. He was on my list too. Good one. Cool. John Marston.
John Marston.
Which one is that from?
This first one.
He was in both.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's in both, but he's the main one in the first one.
Yeah. That's
the one you play that lives on the farm.
Yep. Next one's going to be my sports pick. I got Tony Hawk.
Okay.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Tony Hawk's not even the best person to pick.
He's not, but I'm not mad at him.
I'm going Kratos from God of War.
Damn it. He's in mine for sure. Okay. He's one of my popular ones.
That's the thing with this. You could take a bunch of good ones.
There's still so many. And then I'm going Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Yay. Nice.
I'm just gonna warn you guys. I'm fucking up the spellings on these.
Okay. Hold up. That's
you
didn't
even
bad.
Try with that one. You put it's an just, S at the end.
Yeah, it's just.
I didn't mean to put the extra S.
That you were cool. You were cool until flavor. You did like you said one extra R. We wasn't gonna blame you.
I took the S away right away. So for my first one, I'm gonna go with Isaac Frost.
There you
from
go.
Fight Night champion. That motherfucker was impossible to beat. Like,
for no damn reason.
He hit you twice and you were done. And like you had to not get hit for like a good 20 minutes. Mike Vick from 04. Mm-hmm. The 04 Mike Vick. Yeah. Like had like 99 speed, 99 throw power. Like he's the GOAT of Madden.
Did you unlock the secret ending for him?
No. Here's some bad joke. Just don't do it, Mike.
the smirk. I was like, this is fake.
Don't do it.
Duke Nukem.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I love that game. The original, the remake sucked. And then Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. I hate you so much.
Classic.
He swallows.
Does swallow.
He swallows. Him and
that
Kirby.
Actually made me, actually reminded me of Kirby. Put him on my list.
Yeah, he was on my reason or on mine for the exact same reason.
All characters a swallower on my list.
Bart, we'll start with you this time.
All right, I'm going Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I always forget his name is that.
he's the GOAT Assassin's Creed character.
It's my cat's name, so that's why I thought of.
I gave
the
up
Italian
to pay attention to Assassin's Creed at this point. I don't know what to even play.
He's the Italian one. He's the in yeah, two.
Right, but like,
well, he's
so much...
he's one, two, and Brotherhood. He's not in one.
No, one is the Arabic guy.
I thought he was in one because I thought it was the Ezio collection. Like...
Oh, no, you're right. It's two Brotherhood and Revelations. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't even try anymore.
they changed the way the game is. Like, it went from,
I
like,
I still love them.
It's
still,
it's like open world now.
Yeah,
like, they completely changed the way they it is. Just, it's okay.
I want to play them. I just, when I try to play them, it doesn't keep my attention anymore.
I'm going Claptrap from Borderlands.
Claptrap. That sounds like an STD.
It could be. I just realized I have Claptrap written down twice.
It's that good.
Then I'm gonna go.
Oh, I realized what you're talking about. You said Borderlands. I just realized what you're talking about.
Yeah, the little robot. And then I'm gonna go Commander Shepard from Mass Effect.
All right, that's good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
What's your next,
I gotta replay those games. I think I got them on my Xbox.
What's your last one to list around?
Oh, I do have one more. Master Chief from Halo.
Good one.
Respectable.
Yeah. Kenny.
Okay, I'm starting off with Colby Covington on UFC 4. That man will take you down with ease. It pisses me off.
So, I hate him as a person, but on that game, I use him all the time.
Yeah.
He's my go-to for that division. Because he fights the way I fight, so he's easy. You can take people down at will. So,
the next one, I'm going to go with Goat from Goat Simulator.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's my that's one of my favorite games of all time. It's the dumbest game, but I love it. I'm gonna go with
go in. Go.
Shaq go. From NBA 2K2. He was 100 overall in that game.
Bro, you can't even spell Shaq. Are you fucking kidding me?
That was a typo.
He said Shaw. And then one of my favorite characters ever. Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my boy. Reminds me a lot of me.
How?
Because he's tough as shit.
That tough actually reminded cool. me of
all. Oh, you got his hands.
I'm going to go with Jin Sakai from Ghost of Tsushima.
That's a good one.
That was one of mine. I'm glad you picked that.
That's a good one.
Let's go with Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Another one. Nice.
Let's go with...
I never get into those games.
That's because you're trash. Yeah,
me neither. I couldn't. I'm going to try it, though.
Greatest game, man. Let's go with Leon from Resident Evil 4. Well, and 6 and 2.
Even numbers. Even numbers. Just put Resident Evil even.
You're right. And let's go with Professor Oak.
Ooh, that's good. I didn't even think about that.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Johnny Gat.
Let's go. Saints Row.
That's a good one. I couldn't think of what his name was, but I wanted to use him.
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Good one.
Nice.
Arthur Morgan from
Hell
Red
yeah.
Dead.
Hell yeah.
No, I haven't finished Red Dead, but
those games are the
you don't
fucking
finish
best.
Games, do you?
I'm the same way.
I don't finish games. I don't finish movies. I don't finish TV shows. I don't finish things.
You don't finish your wife either.
Exactly.
He finishes.
As long as someone does.
I've been trying my best to finish the games I start lately. Like the Resident Evil games, for the most part, I think I finished except for 5 and 6.
The only one I've beaten is 5. That's the only one I've beaten is 5.
I could not. I think I got more than halfway through 5. That was it. I was just like, I'm done with this game. I'm sure I'll eventually go back. 6, I got maybe three of the four campaigns, and then I started playing Ghost of Tsushima, and that took
I gotta
me,
beat that too.
It's one of the greatest games ever.
It is fun. I just gotta beat it.
100 hours in it. Like, I did all the side quests, all the, like, at one point, I actually got where I could not level up anymore. Like I've maxed everything out. Yeah. So
I was close to beating it, and then my PlayStation 4 took a shit.
Yeah.
So it deleted everything. So I'd have to. I started over, but I haven't. I think I have to start over again because I switched to the 5.
Yeah.
So I'm probably gonna have to start all the way over again.
Well, if you play the PS4 version of it, you won't have to.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see.
Well, you don't have a save file anymore, so you're gonna have to.
True.
It's 2000. You know what generation it is? There's no save files. Everything's in the cloud.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to manually save the shit in the cloud.
I don't know about that. That must be some Ohio shit.
Kirby, because he sucks.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to have all my last characters be people who suck. Lena Paul is going to be my next one.
From one of those online porn games where you have...
But you can't pass five. You can't pass five.
You want to come in 30 seconds.
Yep.
Play our interactive porn game.
It's always bet you can't last 5 minutes on this game, and it's a picture of Shrek. It's like, I don't want to play this.
You know what's always also dumb? All the like phone games, they always are terrible at them. Like, they never, like, it'll be like obvious things, like it'll be like +200 or cut it in half, and they always go to the cut in the
half. Those piss me off.
It's like, this is dumb. Like, are you playing as like the worst player ever? Like, every time it pisses me off when those ads.
I never thought about that. Yeah, those things just piss me off.
They're always terrible at them. Mike.
We're
on your bracket too.
Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
Good. He was on my list too. Good one.
So Travis.
You said Travis? Oh my god.
Let's go with Claire Redfield from Resident Evil series as well.
That's a good one.
Let's go with Squall from Final Fantasy VIII.
I got to play those games. I just don't want to start from the beginning.
There's too many of them. I love Final Fantasy. I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever finished a Final Fantasy game. I play the beginning a lot.
If the game comes with 10 discs, I don't want to touch it.
At least four discs. Let's go with Dart from Legend of Dragoon.
Ooh.
I haven't heard that game in forever.
That is a classic. I forgot about that game. I had the demo back in the day. I wanted that game so bad. I had it on my Christmas list. My mom was like,
I have it.
I'll get it for you. Never got it.
I have it next to me.
That's a classic right there. I forgot about that one.
Let's go with Kane from the Legacy of Kane series.
Let's go. Okay, Mike. Mike got the good ones. He bring it back to the old PlayStation.
Okay. And your last one.
Oh, I thought I did four already.
No.
Didn't I?
No.
Trevor, Claire, Squall, I did. There's.
Oh, you did five.
There's five. Wait. There. How did five get there? You kept telling me to go one more.
Yeah, I fucked up. So you get that's one fine. Last next time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Kenny.
Also.
Let's go with Brock Lesnar from Here Comes the Pain. That man was OP.
He was on the cover.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? I was also looking for a wrestler to put in here. Like, we got to have a wrestler in here.
We went through that whole thing a few years ago during the pandemic to get that game. I haven't touched it.
Oh, to get Hair Becomes the Pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we do that for Travis, too? Like, we bought him a game.
We bought Travis a copy for his birthday, but I had I had to hunt down a good copy for me prior to that. And I did. I finally did after all that searching. I think I played it once.
Oh yeah, I played that story mode a couple times.
My PS2's been shut down. Like I haven't. It's not shut down. I just haven't turned it on in a while. So many video game systems, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with. I already got him on. Let me take him off. Forgot to take him off.
Let's go with Neo from Path of Neo, the Matrix.
That's supposed to be a really good game.
The game's fire.
I need to play it.
Let's go with Agent 47 from Hitman.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, he kill you to take your clothes. And then this is Pablo Sanchez from Backyard Baseball. He could do everything.
Dude, the backyard sports games are really good.
They really were.
Joe. All
right, I'm going Charles Barkley on NBA Jam.
He really was cold.
Let's see here. Frank West from Dead Rising.
Ooh, I forgot about that one. The zombie game?
Yeah, that was a
good game. In the mall.
I never beat that one.
Going Joel from Last of Us.
Fire.
Looking at that too.
Fire.
I haven't played Last of Us. That's on my list to play next.
That's a good game. Definitely a good game. Ooh. Didn't beat it though, but it's good.
And then I'm going Alloy from Horizon. No, 1L.
Horizon.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi.
Bowser and Peach.
Princess Peach. And Sonic.
All right, there Sonic. Sonic's good.
They can all.
Yeah, Sonic. Sonic was the best one out of all of them.
Hey, we don't disrespect Luigi.
Fuck Luigi, did player two ass nigga.
Mario is Luigi's brother.
On the Sega, did anybody else play Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah. Me. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that makes this easy.
Who is it?
Toe Jam and Earl. Yep. Did you want me to pick? I was just asking if people played it.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was your pick.
Yeah, this is your pick. Yeah.
Let's go Toe Jam. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's go Sam Fisher from
Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell, yeah.
Mm.
Fire.
And I knew the name, but I couldn't figure what it was.
For my last one, let's go with Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
I had to get him in there.
There's some good ones in there.
What I think is
Splinter Cell's the one with the green goggles, guys in all black.
It's like Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
But with somebody else.
There's a lot of sneaking. I was never good at like games like that where you had to sneak around. I just always just try to kill people.
Double Agent was really good.
That one was fire.
I think I played it up to there, and then I think I can replay them. They're on the PlayStation. We got a modded PS3 I can download and put them on. Ugh. I love video
games. I was thinking of Siphon Filter. Because on I use the what's it called, the taser, and I would you if you held it long enough, it would they would set up catch on fire.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was like my go to. Like I would even shoot.
And I think that was the second one you could do that. Filter, they have Siphon Filter. You could play that on the new if you have the tier on the place the new PlayStation Plus. I think they have that for in the classic section.
That shit costs too much. That's one reason why I haven't got
it. I paid for it. It's like $120 a year, but I paid. I got it.
Yeah,
I was like, that shit costs too much. But I got it.
Just don't pay it back, and it was free.
And guess what? Next year, I'm gonna do it again.
when I hit my account, I'm gonna be sick. That 120, you don't even expect it. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna.
That stuff.
Yeah. That's the worst feeling. And for 120, that's going to hurt me.
I've got until next August to figure it out. So
that's when you forget. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa. You're like, okay, I'm getting my life back together. And all of a sudden, it's like.
If I don't, it'll come out of my debit account. So, yeah, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, you'll be salty.
I'll probably save up the money, get some gift cards, and throw it on there before it's it not, even hits. And then extend it for another year.
That bad. Yeah, I just pay the month to month.
Same thing with Xbox. Xbox problem with Game Pass and Xbox Live is you can only get like 3 months at a time, like tops.
What?
Otherwise, you're paying like $15 a month.
Yeah, I do remember that when I had an Xbox. I said, "Fuck this shit."
It sucks. So like every
I paid
months,
for 2 years up front.
Well, I can't pay. I can't pay for 2 years up front. They don't make a gift card like that.
Well, yeah, they don't have a gift card, but you can
yeah.
buy it on the Xbox.
I buy it. I use my Best Buy credit card to buy this shit.
I love it.
Because I'm broke. I'm acting like I'm balling, but I'm broke.
The worst thing about the two-year one, once I got that, is like I'm not going to be expecting that when that comes up.
Oh, yeah.
And then it could, just because it's going to be so fucking long, and I'm just like, you don't pay for this. It's all free.
I'd rather just pay a little bit at a time.
$15
a month or something, right?
Because that big purchase is gonna kill. I would kill me. I'd just be like, my heart would drop every time that shit hit.
Every 2 years, it's like your registration when you like look in your window and it just happens to be that your registration's up.
It's just like, oh,
god damn it!
It's every March, my registration, and this year my driver's license. I gotta get a new driver's license.
Oh yeah. Dude, I had my inspection, my driver's license, and my registration all in July this year. I have all three of them.
I am so glad in Ohio we don't have to deal with not registration, but inspections. That's the one good thing about Ohio.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. whose turn is it? It's Kenny's, right?
It's me. Yeah. I'm going to go with Zach from Dead or Alive.
From the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I swear this one had a game.
I'm sure they did. You're going to pick the Bratz dolls next and Barbie.
I'm going with Josh Peck from the Game Boy Advance, Drake and Josh.
Mary Kate Ashley. Yeah, it was always on whatever handheld game was out. Disney was dropping the games for it.
Oh, 100%, dude.
So I got
Zach. They even had like 3-episode cartridges for Game Boy Advance. I remember those. You get like 3 episodes of SpongeBob on there.
That's terrible. Next one is the only person I pick on what you call it? Captain Falcon. The only person I pick.
On what is that?
I don't know what that's from.
Well, I thought his name was Captain Falcon.
From what?
The Falcon Punch. That nigga.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, he's from Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I could think of the name.
I can't think of what the hell the name of the actual game is though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Smash Bros. That's what I'm talking about. Because that's the one person I picked from there.
Okay. What's your next one?
Is he from Beautiful Joe? No. He looks like he would be though.
No,
what's your next one?
It's just the Nintendo universe. F-Zero.
F-Zero, that's what it is.
Okay, Kenny, what's your next one? Oh, did he freeze?
He did.
Nope, we lost him. We're going to play an ad real quick. We got bills to pay, so.
Bills.
Yeah, I wish they had to pay the bills.
Your body and the bodies you're loving deserve nothing but the best. Organic Lovin' is the only adult subscription box that includes eco-friendly body products, from body-safe adult toys to sex-positive books and erotic seminars. Organic Lovin's online store has everything you and your partner or partners could ever need to heat things up. And right now, your friends at T13 Media want to take 10% off of your next order. Just go to organiclovin.com and use promo code T1, T-H-R-E-E, like the sound the bed makes, when you check out. Organic Lovin', love organically, purely, deeply, boldly.
Okay. Okay. What's your next one?
That shit was random for me. I'm going to go with Captain Falcon. I'm going to go with 2K16 Steph Curry. He's the only person that from half court in the game. I used to make so many people quit online with that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going with him. And then I got two in my head right here. I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. Which do I want to go the simple route or should I go crazy?
Crazy.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Nick Bruiser from Super Punch Out.
He will punch you and your whole hand will just stop working.
Okay. Joe.
I'm going Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Fire. Fire. Those games are so damn dark.
Sylvanas from World of Warcraft. My extreme nerd pick. Nope, not even close. Not even close. Just back that up.
So put some respect to that man's name. Nope, I played that shit in college.
Keep going. S-Y-L-V-A-N-A-S.
I never played World of Warcraft, but that's mostly because when it was out, I was in high school and I was broke.
Well, I still out, so now's your chance.
I didn't play it because
now I'm an adult, and guess what? I'm still broke.
Yeah, but you got that Best Buy credit card you informed us of.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a PS5 though.
There you go.
I'm waiting. I'm just waiting.
I'm going Clementine from The Walking Dead.
Fire. Only game I almost cried off that shit, bro. I almost ugly cried off that game.
That is a very good game.
Every season but the third season.
The Michonne one wasn't great. Off.
Oh, I didn't count that one. But, I mean, I played that one too. But the actual Walking Dead seasons, like, I think
four. The first one when, God, I can't remember. Lee? When he gets bit, I'm like, no! No!
Lee got bit, so and then he had that little speech. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Dude, Telltale games are great.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
You'll never play it.
Yeah, sure.
I try to get into Telltale games. I just can't. They're basically so novels.
Yeah. I mean, but they're fire, though. Especially you got the Walking Dead. You got the, I was about to say Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf Among Us.
That game would be fire.
No, they have a Batman Wall Street, one.
Can I be?
There's Batman. There's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones was fire. The only one I didn't play all the way through was the. Only one I didn't play all the way through was the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Borderlands.
That one got boring, and I turned that one off.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Borderlands one wasn't phenomenal either.
But I like that one though. It was fun.
The Walking Dead one is so good.
I played the Batman one a little bit, but I
played The Walking Dead one. That's probably the game I played the most in my life. Probably like
really,
like from start to finish.
The Walking Dead one, yeah. The Walking
probably
Dead
like good. So.
How
it's
interactive, is it though?
Because a lot, dude. The decision you make from the very get go will change all the way till the last season. That's why I like Mass Effect a lot too, because all the decisions you make in the first game go to the second one, and they go to the third one. So your game is going to be completely different than other people's.
What's your last one?
Ooh, I'm gonna go the easy way out and say Spider-Man. Actually, no, fuck that. Back it up. The newest game, Miles Morales. We're going with that.
There you go. Miles is the best. Is the best Spider-Man. Hands down.
You were gonna say Batman.
No,
he's talking himself.
So I'm gonna go with Marcus from Detroit Become Human.
That game is fire.
That was the game I was just about to bring.
That game is fire.
Finish anything that's a phenomenal game, you don't finish.
I'm the same way though. I still haven't finished it either.
Everybody else here has said that they
I haven't finished it either, but
God damn it.
Yeah, that game is fire though. I got to the part I think a little bit after the interrogation scene, I was like, damn, this game's fire.
Steve from Minecraft.
Oh, I think he's from Tekken. I was like, okay, that's my favorite Tekken character, Steve.
Dog Meat from Fallout 4.
Ooh, good, nice.
I knew you talking about.
And then for my last one, we're gonna go with. I really have a character. Oh, no, I'm gonna go with Big Smoke from GTA San Andreas.
Honestly, my easy pick was going to be CJ from San Andreas. That's a funny thing.
CJ.
Or actually, yeah, I'll go with CJ. Big Smoke's a bitch.
He was a bitch. And I hated that fucking mission you have to do when you have to fucking drive
with the train.
Well, that too, and then when we get to do the drive-by, and the niggas can't fucking aim for shit, and you're getting, your car's getting lit up.
Not,
it's fucking
not
terrible.
Video game related, but the Commanders are close to actually beating Philadelphia.
It's a divisional game.
It's 14-20, and Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah.
Has a higher completion rate and more yards.
Good for him.
Good. I honestly hope the Commanders win. I'm rooting for the Commanders.
Why?
Because fuck the Eagles.
It's the Redskins.
Because of Travis.
No, mostly because of Ralph Garman. And so Ralph Garman is an Eagles fan. He's from Philly, but his other host on the show is a Commanders fan, and he keeps rubbing in the Eagles are undefeated, so I want the Eagles to lose.
Okay, so we'll start with which bracket do you guys want to start with?
First one.
Bracket one.
The first one, yeah.
So go bracket one.
Dude, this shit's going to be fire. I can't wait to see what the final is. All right.
Okay,
yeah, it's going
to
be some
I thought he was about to actually clear everything.
Oh my God, no.
Ready?
Right, ready? Every day we shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and.
Okay. Solid Snake versus Pac-Man.
Solid
Snake. I'm not voting, by the way.
You get
a veto.
So
you get two vetoes.
You get one veto in each bracket.
Okay. Mike.
Solid Snake.
Kenny.
I'm also going Solid Snake.
Joe.
I'm Solid Snake.
This is fire.
Tony Hawk versus Johnny Gat.
This is fire.
Joe.
I wish it was Bam Margera.
This is very tough.
Not bad.
But I, dude, Saints Row is so fucking funny. Johnny Gat.
Yeah. Kenny.
That's where I'm at too. Johnny Gat is the best thing about Saints Row. As bad as that game got.
I'm going to give Tony Hawk a sympathy vote.
I would have voted for Gat, too. Johnny Cage versus John Marston.
Battle of the Giants.
Mike.
Let's go with John Marston.
Mm. I'm going with Johnny Cage. That's my favorite video. One of my favorite video game characters ever. So I'm going with him.
John Marston all day.
That's an upset.
No, not really. Johnny Cage always.
Not really.
Professor Oak versus Master Chief.
Oh, man, this is a banger. Holy fuck. Oh, man. I have to pass. I have to think about it.
Kenny.
I'm going Professor Oak.
Mike.
Look, Professor Oak, it's Professor Oak. Like, he came at a pivotal time in my life. He helped me start my Pokemon journey.
Yeah.
And I've been addicted since, so.
Joe.
Master
you're going to give a sympathy vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Duke Nukem versus Darth Revan.
Oh my God, dude. This is just going to be bangers. Bangers nonstop. That's all this is going to be.
That's fire. I got mine though. It was close, but I got mine.
Mike, what are you going with?
Oh, it's Darth Revan. It's Darth. He's a fucking badass.
Yeah, I agree with Mike. It's Darth Revan. Darth Revan's so damn cold, bro. He's so cold.
Yeah, Darth Revan.
I got the games for the Switch, and I'm just waiting to play them.
I had to watch it on YouTube. I had to pull a Damone to watch it on YouTube.
I haven't played it yet, so I don't see. I don't
the
know
condensed
how
version.
Oh, well, I hate to do it to you this early, but I'm using my veto right here.
Nuke is
moving on.
Trash.
That was terrible.
I can't wait for terrible. Shaq to beat him in the next round.
He might. Shaq versus Claptrap.
Claptrap.
Oh, I wish this was Shaq from Shaq Fu.
This is Shaq Kenny. All the way. I mean, this is Dreamcast, NBA 2K2 Shaq. You couldn't do anything against man. 100 overall Shaq.
It's Shaq.
I don't see Claptrap in the paint with Shaq.
Link versus Kratos.
Oh, this is easy for me.
Mike.
Oh, it's Link.
Hmm.
Kenny.
It's Kratos.
Destiny would have a problem with this one, too. She loves both Legend of Zelda and God of War.
Same, yeah. And it's Kratos.
Yeah. Trash.
Kratos is clapping cheeks and clapping gods.
Yeah. Boy. He's
clapping cheeks.
Boy. What
the fuck you mean? He clapped cheeks in many iterations.
Link was?
Link?
I mean, I don't play that shit. So I was also like this.
Zelda.
He ain't even the star of his own thing.
Every single fucking princess that he said, like.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought the only thing he clapped was fucking vases. Nah, like, the vases, whatever you say.
He's trying to get.
Vases.
Scorpion versus Star Fox, Joe.
Fire.
Oh my God, dude. I hate all of this. Star Fox.
Kenny.
I'm going Scorpion. I need something from Mortal Kombat to keep going.
It's Fox. It's Fox.
Oh, damn it.
Isaac Frost versus Mike Vick.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
This is the battle of the OP characters.
Yeah, both these characters are OP. Mike.
Mike Vick.
Oh, shit.
Kenny.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Isaac Frost because when I beat him, I just felt like a sense of purpose in life. To be new. Bro, y'all don't understand. Like, if you've played that Fight Night Champion, when you finally beat him, you just get that relief and you finally unlock him. Like, golly, that was too much.
Joe.
Oh, it's gonna be Mike Vick.
I'm not mad at it. That would be a crazy fight, though. Mike Vick with like 99 speed versus Isaac Frost.
Speed versus strength.
Yeah, speed versus strength. Kirby versus Ezio.
Wow.
Joe.
Ezio all day.
Kenny.
I'm going Kirby.
I'm going
Mike.
Kirby.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my.
Oh,
listen, you hear that shit?
Listen.
In the next round.
Listen.
Fat Joe versus Arthur Morgan.
Listen.
Mike.
Arthur Morgan.
Kenny.
The answer is Fat Joe. Fat Joe and Isaac Frost are the hardest people in this day tournament. Those two going at it would be the scariest thing to watch.
Joe.
Sorry, but if it came down to High Noon, Arthur Morgan's winning.
What?
I don't know about that. Colby Covington versus Wesker.
Joe. Colby Covington.
Joe. Or Kenny.
It's Colby Covington. Like, I must have messed with Wesker.
His ass. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. You flick that damn right stick, he's going to take him down.
He's going to inject himself with a fucking virus.
I don't know. I'm trying to say, Colby Covington is something else on UFC 4.
Justice Young versus Jin from Ghost of Tsushima.
It's Jin. It's 1000% Jin.
Hey.
Jin is one of the best characters in video games.
Hey. I hear you, but so is Justice Young. The best teammate you can ever have.
Jin with the all black armor and then the Sakai armor for the helmet with the fucking deer horns coming out.
But here's the thing, though. Justice Young don't have no accessories on. He comes out there and just
jersey shorts,
no sleeves, no knee pads.
They could do it with just the fucking Ronin set on.
Justice Young out there naked, just splashing threes. Me and him, he activate the orange juice and they point at each other. It's a wrap for any team going up against us. I'm trying to tell. Look, Justice Young.
orange juice. An assassination. Jin was Joe. Assassination.
It's Jin.
Oh, listen. Justice Young should have passed.
DeSean Jackson versus Sora. Joe.
Mm.
Sora.
Kenny.
DeSean Jackson. He ain't gonna catch him. On your speed. He ain't gonna catch him.
It's Sora.
Leon or Commander Shepard?
What game is that?
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Mm, I never played that game.
I think it was on Joe, right?
Yeah, I think so. Commander Shepard.
I'm going Kenny? Leon. I'm going Leon.
Yeah, Mike? It's Leon.
Listen, there's one Sephiroth? Right answer here.
Or
Sephiroth versus the
goat.
No, no, no.
As in
goat. Hold up.
As in goat.
You just goat.
Damone, could you go ahead and say what it is again?
Sephiroth.
Ah, there you go.
Versus goat.
Versus goat. I got my answer.
Mike.
It's Sephiroth.
Kenny.
It's goat. He look anything, he's carrying it with him. No matter what he looks, he is. I lifted a car. It was running around with on my tongue. It's goat.
Joe
made the right decision. Joe.
What a beautiful throw.
All I got to say is that it stands for greatest of all time. Gone goat.
That's dumb.
Let's go. Goat simulator. Let's go. I hope goat win, too. I never had that much fun playing a game, bro.
Solid Snake versus Johnny Gat.
Oh my god, dude.
Solid Snake.
This round's gonna be even worse.
I thought we was going to the next tournament. I thought we was going to the next one.
No, we're gonna finish this. Or do you want to
we're finish this whole thing? Or
I think we should go to the next one, the other one. Okay.
Go to the next one. You gotta shuffle this one still.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Every day we shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and.
So Sylvanas versus Aloy. Mike.
Sylvanas.
I'm going
Sylvanas. Or Kenny.
I'm going Sylvanas.
Joe.
He's called me Keith.
Sylvanas.
Okay. Frank West versus Kane. Kent or Joe. One.
Frank West. That man can make a weapon out of anything.
He really could.
you want a chainsaw and a rake? He can do it.
he can literally make anything. Yeah. Ah, damn, it's a good one. Because I fuck with Kane, too.
Kane is such a badass. Like,
but so is Frank West, though.
Frank West, you know how many zombies that man can slay with just anything in a fucking mall?
Unwillingly became a vampire. Then saved the land he was in. Then went to another land and destroyed it and became Vampire King. And
Frank West saved the Mall of America.
No, he didn't save shit. Everybody's still dead.
True.
That's a pretty retail.
Frank West and... Frank West and Paul Blart, tag team of the year.
They could probably make a weapon with those things too. The hell they ride around on? What are those called?
Segway.
Segway. Yes.
Mike, you go next. You go next.
Oh, it's Kane.
So Kenny, you're a tiebreaker.
All right.
There's no reason for me to go next. We already knew.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want you to do it so I can do this. I'm going to go with Frank West.
Yes!
I'm going with Frank West.
Miles Morales versus Pablo Sanchez.
Okay.
Mike.
Miles Morales. The best Spider-Man.
But Penny? Pablo Sanchez, the best baseball player, though. So I'm going to go with Pablo Sanchez. As much as I love Spider-Man, Spider-Man is my goal. I'm going to go with Pablo Sanchez.
I have the Miles Morales game on the PS4. So I'm playing it.
I don't because I'm broke.
But it's on not Game Pass, but the PlayStation.
Play Pass.
Essentials
and I would have that either because I'm broke.
Joe.
Pablo Sanchez.
Let's go.
Washington is about to score right now.
Claire Renfield versus Cloud. Jess,
that's a good one.
That Claire's from Resident Evil, right?
Yeah, and it's isn't it Redfield with a D?
Yeah,
I don't fucking know.
You I believe so, field. But regardless,
how do you go with the harder spelling?
you watched me spell it.
No, you spelled it.
You let one get through.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
You should know. I told you. I don't know these voting, games.
But I'm going to go with Cloud.
All right, Kenny.
I'm going with Cloud, too. Excuse me.
Joe.
Cloud.
I'm going to be honest. So far from this list, I know one person. Miles Morales.
You should know Pablo Sanchez, the greatest baseball player ever. Pablo Sanchez.
I know that one, too. CJ versus Zach from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, or also known as Dead or Alive. Joe,
what was CJ again?
San Andreas.
CJ.
Kenny,
I'm gonna go with Zach from Dead or Alive.
Zach is so fucking cool, man.
Yeah, he wore the most like craziest shit. Like, it'll whoop your ass. You say something.
He's basically Dennis Rodman.
That's who he's supposed to be. Is he based off of him?
I don't know, but that's what he.
Oh, you're saying it.
He's got the colored hair.
Yeah,
it's always green. Outfits. Then when he wears the fucking suit. I hate that suit.
Every time I pick him, that's the one thing I don't pick is that nasty ass suit. I pick everything else but that suit.
Let's go. I'm gonna go with Zach. Sorry, CJ.
Brock Lesnar or Sweet Tooth?
Is it on me?
Yeah, we'll say it's on you.
Sweet Tooth for sure.
Kenny.
I'm going Brock Lesnar.
Mike.
We're gonna go with Sweet Tooth.
Okay. You know who I should have included from WWE? He owns BCW. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, yeah, Baron Von Blade.
Oh, I forgot about
I thought about him. I thought about him.
The fact that you didn't put him in.
I know, I put Brock Lesnar instead.
When we just voted for Pablo Sanchez, I forgot that I was going to try to do Kobe Bryant from NBA Street.
Fire.
Oh, yeah. That shit was amazing.
I had Nelly on my list at one point. They were NBA Street too.
Steve versus Squall. Mike.
Squall.
What is Steve from again?
Minecraft.
Okay. I keep thinking, yo, it's the Tekken. I never
played that one. Minecraft.
I haven't either.
And what's Squall from one. Again?
Final Fantasy 7.
Okay.
No, Final Fantasy 8. Sorry.
I'm gonna go with Squall. I don't know. I don't mess with Minecraft.
Joe.
I'll go Steve.
Okay. Charles Barkley versus Trevor.
I'll go on NBA Jam Charles Barkley. Oh.
Kenny.
I'm going to – this is hard for real.
Boom, shakalaka.
I'm going to go with Trevor. Because Trevor just – because Trevor just killed the fucking – one of the biggest characters in fucking GTA 4 just quickly. Like, when he first showed up, I'm like, damn.
Trevor.
My little brother's still quoting to this day. Asshole. My daddy wasn't very nice to me. brother said all the time, bro.
Toe Jam versus 2K16 Steph.
Damn it.
Mike.
Toe Jam.
Kenny.
Joe, you go next. You go next.
Toe Jam.
Oh, well, never mind. Then. I'll go Steph Curry.
Put on the sunglasses and get the boombox and start dancing.
Yep.
Princess Peach versus Sonic. Joe.
I'm basing this solely off who I'd fuck, so I'd go Peach.
I was expecting you.
I thought he was too. I was ready for that. I'm going Sonic.
And Mike.
If there was no Sonic, we wouldn't have Sonic Shuffle, the greatest Sonic game to ever make.
Oh no, dude, this
we forgot about Knuckles. Clementine versus Joel.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Let's go, Joel.
You going Joel? I'm going Clementine. We actually watched her grow up and like become that person. Like she, you know, they say he is him, she is her. That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh my Bro. God, this is so tough. Clementine.
There you go. I was hoping you say that. I mess with both these games heavy, but yeah, I'm gonna go to Clementine as well.
Luigi versus Agent 47. Mike.
Let's go with Luigi.
Kenny.
I'm going Agent 47. He's gonna whoop his ass and take his clothes. So
yep.
Joe.
and then he's gonna hide him in the dumpster, Agent 47.
Captain Falcon versus Neo. Mike.
Let's go with Neo.
Kenny.
Yeah, it's Neo. And if y'all play Captain Neo, y'all be like, this game's far.
Captain Falcon.
Okay. Dog Meat versus Luigi's brother, a.k.a. Mario.
Luigi's brother. None of us put Wario on here.
I thought about it. I almost did. Joe.
I'm going Mario because fuck Dog Meat because that motherfucker is always lost and you can never get him back.
I'm gonna go with Mario.
I was gonna go with Dog Meat.
I'm mad that Mario made it, but not Luigi. Dart versus Sam Fisher.
This Mike. Is hard. This is hard. I'm gonna go with Dart. I love Legend of Dragoon. I played the beginning of that game 1,000 times.
I like how you specified the beginning.
I played this one.
I've started that game 1,000 times.
I played this one and half a disc two a shit ton of times. I'm still. I started playing it again, and a few months ago, and I got up to a certain point, and then I haven't touched it since.
You were like, "Oh shit! I'm at the point where I stopped playing this."
Yeah, that's usually what happens. I get around the same point, and then I'm like, "I'll come back to it," and then I don't. I'm gonna finish it one day.
So which one are you going with, Kenny?
I'm gonna go with Dart.
I'm gonna say Dart's got the I don't think it's Limit Break. Is it Limit Break?
I don't remember. I didn't play that game because I was a child.
So the thing about Legend of Dragoon is usually in like turn-based role-playing games, you press the command, it does the attack, blah blah blah. But in Legend of Dragoon, it's actually very interactive where you have to time out your hits. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do. And it's great.
Sheesh. I didn't play that game since it came out. So I was 7 years old last time I played that shit.
I played it a few months ago. Joe. I have it on every single one of my modded systems. I always get it in case I want to play it on it. And then I have a physical copy over here.
He said Dart.
Okay. Marcus versus Nick Bruiser. Joe.
What was Marcus from?
Detroit, Become Human.
Oh, yeah, Marcus.
There's Dart right there.
I'm jealous.
Kenny.
I'm going Nick Bruiser. He punched you in that arm. You lose all the feeling and you can't swing. I'm going Nick Bruiser. He was the replacement because they couldn't get Mike Tyson on the Super Nintendo version. So they gave you Nick Bruiser, Rick and Nick Bruiser.
I just want to say, look how beautiful PlayStation 1 games were, man.
They put a lot of work into them.
Beautiful. Yeah, until a piece of that case broke and then he cut your finger on it.
Yep. Yeah, I've definitely cut my finger on a couple of them.
Mike, Bruiser or Marcus?
What's Marcus from?
Detroit Become Human.
What's Nick Bruiser from?
Super Punch Out.
Let's go with Nick Bruiser.
Let's go. I was hoping he'd make it. Let's go.
Okay, so we're going back to the original bracket. So, Solid Snake versus Johnny Gat.
Oh my God.
Mike.
Solid Snake.
Kenny.
I'm going Johnny Gat.
It's Johnny Gat.
Did Johnny Gant hide in a cardboard box? I don't think so.
No, he
did. He could
become a cardboard box if he wanted.
Didn't he fight the devil?
Johnny Gant goes to hell.
Yeah.
That's one of the games. That's like the
one that I've played.
That's terrible.
That's why you're missing out.
The only one I played, and guess what? I've only played the beginning.
You're missing out. That's that's one of the worst ones.
No, that
Saints Row's so good.
Yeah, you got to play like the first two. In my opinion, are amazing games. The first one, you actually feel like you're in a gang. Like I really felt like I was out here repping the Saints. Like you got jumped in and everything. Yeah. Like dude, first one was lit.
I got a funny story for you guys. So when I when Saints Row, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one came out, but I went and got it, and then I was playing it at my grandma's house and. Like how you have to take your car to the auto body shop and it's called rim jobs. And my grandma kept laughing. And I was like, what the fuck's so funny? Like, cause the mission, thing kept saying, take your stuff to rim jobs. And she's just laughing her ass off about it. Like, I just had no clue what it was because I was so young. And then my cousins come over and I'm like, what is rim job? Why is this so funny?
They told you. I didn't know what that was either at the time. When I was seeing rim jobs, but I do know what my favorite place was Freckle Bitches, though. I like that name. Freckle Bitches.
I used to just get high as fuck in the game and then just drive around.
Yeah.
Do it because it would mess with your vision.
The worst is driving drunk on fucking GTA 5, bro. That shit is awful.
Yeah, you did not tell where you're going. John Marston versus Professor Oak.
My God.
I forgot Professor Oak was in this. Look.
Or Joe.
This is so tough. I'm John Marston.
Kenny.
I'm gonna. This is hard. I'm gonna. Fuck. Let's go Professor Oak. Dick.
I was gonna say you could be a dick and go Professor Oak and make Mike pick.
Well, it's Professor Oak.
Duke Nukem versus Shaq. Mike.
Shaq.
Kenny.
Shaq. I don't see Duke Nukem running around with 100 overall.
Joe.
Duke Nukem would nuke his ass.
Duke Nukem had all the bitches. Had all the bitches though.
He so did have Shaq, all the bitches.
From what I heard, so is Shaq.
Not in 2K, he didn't.
Shit.
Kratos versus Star Fox.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
Joe.
Fire.
Kratos.
I agree.
Kenny.
It's Kratos.
Mike.
It's Fox.
Mike Vick versus Kirby.
Oh, come on. Give me 1, 2, 3 of those.
I think so. 1, 2, 3.
Mike. Oh my God, Mike.
Did not go the way I expected.
He shares a name with you.
Arthur Morgan.
Not Vic. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Arthur Morgan versus Colby Covington. Mike.
Arthur Morgan.
Okay. Kenny.
Colby Covington.
Joe.
Arthur Morgan.
Damn, I tried Kobe. I really did.
Jin versus Sora.
Oh my God.
Ooh. I got more.
Joe.
Sora.
Kenny.
Jin.
Mike.
It's Jin.
I was gonna say I could hear the about to come out. I thought you were gonna change it at the last second. Leon versus Goat. Mike.
It's Leon.
It's Kenny.
Meme this.
I'm going Goat. Yeah, I'm going Goat. I love this guy. Listen.
Gideon's definitely told us like at least three or four times outside of this for like we've talked about video games. He's mentioned Goat Simulator at least three times
because it's the wildest game. And it's just when you play, you're like, damn, this is real. Like you legit like you feel like a kid. You're like, damn, this game is really stupid as hell, but this game is really fun. There's no point to the game. You just run around licking shit. You get points.
Joe.
Greatest of all time.
Let's go. The goes on. I hope Goat makes it all the way. Wins it all. I really do. Mike, you got to play Goat Simulator, man.
Versus Frank West.
I'm not playing. I was going to, but if he wins, I'm never going
to. gotta- Mike is spiteful.
you got to play so we understand why we voting for it.
Joe.
Sylvanas.
Kenny.
I'm going Frank West.
Mike.
Sylvanas.
Okay. Pablo Sanchez versus Cloud.
Cloud.
Pablo Sanchez.
Home run king.
Let's go. Pablo Sanchez.
Zach versus Sweet Tooth.
Damn. This is fire.
Joe, it's on you.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Kenny.
I'm about to go Sweet Tooth.
Hey, go lay down. I would go lay down.
Squall versus Trevor. Mike.
We're going to go with Squall.
Kenny.
I'm going with Trevor.
Joe.
Trevor.
Okay. Toe Jam versus Sonic. Joe.
Toe Jam.
I'm going Sonic. Mike? Toe Jam or Sonic?
We're going to go with both good Sega games. Let's go with Toe Jam.
Mm.
Okay. Clementine versus Agent 47.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Let's go with Agent 47.
I'm going Clementine.
Okay.
Clementine is honestly the GOAT.
Yeah, she really is.
Oh, the GOAT is in the other bracket.
Yeah, yeah true. You're right. My bad.
Neo versus Mario. Joe.
Mario.
Kenny.
I'm going Neo.
Mike.
I'm going to go with Mario.
I hate that Mario's getting this far.
Dart versus Nick Bruiser. Mike. Okay. Kenny.
I'm going Nick Bruiser.
And Joe.
Nick Bruiser.
Okay. So, back to the original. So, Johnny Gat versus Professor Oak.
Jesus. Oh, my. Professor Oak.
This interaction would be hilarious.
It really would.
Kenny.
Hello? I'm going to go with Johnny Gat. I'm going to go with Johnny Gat. He's the best thing about Saints Row.
We're going to go Professor Oak.
Yeah, I had a feeling Oak was going to win, but I still got to put my vote in for Johnny Gat.
Johnny Gat is such a great character.
I want to replay the Saints Row game so bad.
Yeah, I want to replay the first two.
Just the first two.
The one where you become president isn't bad.
Yeah, the fourth one's good. I like that.
Y'all like that? That one's terrible to me. When you become
a superhero, I don't really like that one. It was okay. It's the same one. Oh yeah, the third one is when you become a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was okay. That was okay.
And then the fourth one is when you become president.
Yeah. And they still had cars in the game, like you couldn't fly. Like there's no point in me stealing somebody's car when I could fly now.
Yeah. Shaq versus Kratos. Mike.
Kratos.
Kenny.
Shaq. That's the one god he can't kill. Shaq from NBA 2K2.
That's false. It's Kratos.
Yeah.
Is Kratos taking Shaq to the paint?
Yeah, he might. It'd be a struggle. Tap the fuck out that X button.
Mike Vick versus Arthur Morgan.
Speaking of tapping the fuck out of the X button, Arthur Morgan for sure. Running around.
He gonna run it around, Mike Vick.
Mike.
Let's go with Arthur Morgan.
Hell yeah.
And last one, Jin versus Goat.
Oh boy.
It's Jin.
Kenny.
You already know what I'm going for. I'm going for the damn goat. Every damn time.
Joe.
It's Jin.
Thank God.
Okay, now you gotta play it though.
I'm so happy we're on the first bracket because I knew Damone would probably veto that.
I'm like, keep going.
Veto too damn early.
Yeah, probably. Sylvanas versus Pablo Sanchez.
Sylvanas.
Who cares, nerd?
Me. The lore cares. Sylvanas.
Kenny.
Pablo Sanchez.
Mike.
Sylvanas.
I'm the only one fighting for the athletes. So like,
hey, I was all about Pablo. I was all about Pablo.
You gave up on
Sweet Tooth versus Trevor.
I feel like both are the same person.
Mike.
Low key. I'm going
Trevor becomes well. Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, I can see.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Jarvis, get out of here.
Jarvis is in this game tournament.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, I could hear you.
I mean,
you have a microphone in the same room.
Yeah, but I had it muted.
You know, you didn't.
No, you did.
My microphone's coming out of my fucking webcam.
Oh, that's why it sounds terrible.
Is
this better?
Yeah,
it's actually better. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for the heads up, guys.
Well,
it didn't sound like shit next time.
Didn't sound that bad, but it,
no, you pointed it out. Yeah. Which one, Trevor or Sweet Tooth?
You got to remember, we listen to Travis often, and even though he has a good mic, it still sounds like shit.
Would you go with Joe?
Sweet Tooth.
Toe Jam versus Clementine. Joe?
Clementine, 100%.
Kenny?
I'm also on Clementine.
Mike?
I went out with Toe Jam.
So Mario versus Nick Bruiser. Mike?
Mario.
Kenny?
Nick Bruiser.
Jill.
It's a me. I hate that I have to vote for Mario.
You don't have to. You could have voted for Clementine.
Nah, I know, but Mario's better, but he's still stupid.
Okay. No, Mario's not better.
So we're down to the final eight. Professor Oak versus Kratos.
Oh my god. Is
a wild matchup to say out loud.
Joe.
Oh, I hate this. I hate this so much.
I'm passing. Pass.
I'm going Kratos.
My girlfriend could be very upset with me, but I'm going with Professor Oak.
Well, back on you, Joe. Now what?
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pick.
I'm like super into Kratos right now because the new God of War just came out, but Professor Oak is so fucking good.
And he started, I mean, again, he starts people's journey, and a lot of times he's the first character you play, you know, not play as, but like you see on screen. There are kids out there, well, they're not kids anymore, that that was the first thing they saw when they played their first video game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's just side, so it's Kratos.
Yeah, he's slapping, he's smashing Ash's mom.
No, he's not, dude. She's fucking smashing. Mr. Mime. I already told you. Mr. Mime is spanking her cheek, man.
That is bestiality. I don't think that's allowed.
Listen, it is what it is, but she is fucking Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime is an indentured servant.
Yeah, a sex slave.
Didn't the bee get fucked in the bee movie?
No.
Regardless, she's still fucking Mr. Mime.
He falls in love with the main character, but
I don't think it's bestiality if he's a bee, right?
No, it is. It's literally a beast.
Right.
It's an animal.
It's an insect. Are insects animals?
Yes. What else would they fucking be?
Are insects animals?
Why wouldn't they be?
Because they're insects.
They're not a plant.
Understood.
They're not mold.
It's not the same. I don't think you can fuck an insect.
You should be trying to fuck any animals.
You can try it and let us know, but
no,
I don't think that will work out well.
I don't think.
Go for the mosquito.
I wouldn't go for a bee because you know it's probably going to sting you. Dude, stung on the dick. Looks like
I've seen a video. I've seen a video today of a guy eating a honeycomb with all bees on it, and it was so bad. He was getting stung nonstop. His face all swollen. He just kept taking bites.
I wish you guys
watched things people do for bees
because there's a good community right. joke. Where they're dressed up as bees. Donald Glover's dressed up as a bee, and then the dean walks in, but the dean's stinger is the other way because he's going to, like, a sex party. And there's so much more to that joke, but I can't do it justice.
Arthur Morgan versus Jin. Mike.
Arthur Morgan. No, Jin.
Okay. And Joe. Or Kenny, sorry.
I was just skipping Kenny.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Jen.
Oh, man. Arthur Morgan.
Okay. So the finals on this side is Kratos versus Jen.
Kratos versus Jen will be fine.
And then...
even though we know who's going to win that.
Sylvanus versus Trevor.
I hate this.
I did that. I'm doing it on purpose now. Joe.
Sylvanus.
Okay.
Bro.
Kenny.
I'm going Trevor.
Mike.
Trevor.
Okay.
The Eagles just fumbled and the Commanders just ran it back for a touchdown.
Nice. Clementine versus Mario. Mike.
Let's go Mario.
Kenny.
Clementine.
And Joe.
Clementine's going all the way. She told Lee she would make it out.
Yeah.
It's a promise. Hey.
Trevor versus Clementine is a wild matchup.
Kratos versus Jin.
Oh my lord. Mike. The battle of the PlayStation exclusive.
Again, my girlfriend's gonna be pissed, but I'm going crazy. I'm going Jin.
Kenny.
I'm gonna go with fuck. This is a good matchup. I'm gonna go with
he's a god, man.
Yeah, I was about to say I'm gonna go with Kratos.
So, Joe, are you going with Kratos as well?
No, I'm going Kratos.
So, the winner of the first bracket is Kratos. So, Trevor versus Clementine on the other side of the final.
Man, I can't believe Joe. We're already here.
Clementine.
I'm going Trevor. It's 1,000% Trevor. I'd love to see Trevor versus Kratos right now.
No, dude.
Clementine is literally the fucking GOAT. If you played that game, you would cry. I have never cried during a game besides that game.
I was gonna say, Mike, you play that shit, you will be ugly crying because like it took a lot for me to like to hold that shit back. I was like, don't you dare cry.
Right, but we're talking about Trevor from fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Trevor's a rapist.
Trevor was fucked up, and that's why he's very fucked up.
Kenny,
fuck.
You decide the other half who's facing Kratos.
You either vote for the rapist or the greatest character of all time.
We already passed up on the great the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Professor Oak lost. So
no, the goat lost. The actual goat. That's where the name came from. Him, that goat specifically.
Tom Brady was nothing before him.
There wouldn't be a Brady without goat. Let's go.
He plays the goat simulator to get ready for games.
Let's go with Clementine.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Clementine. So the finals is Clementine versus Kratos.
Oh my god, dude. This is so ridiculous.
Okay.
Joe, it's on you.
They're both so good. They're both so good. But again, Clementine gives you those feels.
There's only one person on this bracket that looks like Triple H. So the goat is the goat, man.
No, dude. Clementine's way too fucking good. A game that made me so excited to sit there like week after week, like I can't wait for next Friday to buy the next episode of this game so I can see what the fuck's gonna happen. That shit was so good. I've never been so hooked on a game that I was just like, I need to pay $5 a fucking week to play this shit.
See, luckily I bought the little season pass thing, so all I had to do was just wait on that shit.
Wait for it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's why I have all the Telltale games.
I didn't know if I was gonna want to like keep playing it, so like I was just doing the five, but yeah. Oh my god, that shit is so good. Yeah, it's Clementine.
Didn't Telltale go out of business?
But they're back now. Yeah, they're back now. They're making Wolf Among Us Part 2, and I can't wait for that shit. Yeah,
the Wolf of Wall Street Part 1.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say Wolf of Wall Street. I was about to say it again.
That video game would be fire.
Oh, yeah, if Telltale did it too, yeah, that would be fire.
Is Henry Zebrowski. I'm in.
What's his character on that?
I don't remember his name. Stu, maybe? That sounds
Stu is from A to Z.
Oh, right. They didn't make it to Z.
No, they made it to like F. I actually watched the first couple episodes of that, but I watched it before I knew who Henry was.
I don't even know what that show was about.
It was a romantic comedy where like each week a different letter represented something else. Like A would be like acceptance, and B would be like
blowjobs.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it has a pretty good cast too.
Yeah, it didn't make it that far. It wasn't a great show.
No, but it had Henry Zebrowski, so which I wish he still did acting.
He does.
No, he really he hasn't been in anything.
Your pretty face is going to hell.
Yeah, but Pretty Face ended a while ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your next one? Or who did you? Or did you? Who's no? Who's it on?
It's Clementine. It's on me. I'm the last one. It's a tiebreaker between Clementine and Kratos. I'm gonna go with Clementine.
Hell yeah!
I'm going with Clementine.
Trash.
So the winner.
Clementine was got me a couple times, man.
So your winner of the greatest video game character of all time is Clementine.
There you go.
So what we're going to do now is we are going to do our recommendations. So you can recommend anything you want. So we'll start with Mike.
Oh, they took back that touchdown. All right. So because there is no Madden on the Switch, I recommend Mutant Football League. It is like NFL Blitz, but it has a bunch of mutant characters, and it has... So last season, it has basically the rosters from last season of the NFL, but all monster versions of it and different names. And it's fantastic. I'm here for it, man.
I want to play that. You made me want to play that shit when you was talking about in the group chat.
The Bills counterpart is the Snuffalo Thrills, and the logo is the Bills logo reversed. No, it's the Bills logo reversed, but it's actually a guy with a gun instead. So where the little dash is, like on the Buffalo logo, it's a gun, and it's fantastic.
That actually does sound good.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. Kenny.
I'm trying to think what I want to recommend. I recommend playing the Wolf Among Us series. Yeah. Play that. Just play any Telltale game for real, for real. It's a fun game. Like, you're always fun for real, for real. I think play them all but the Batman one. The Batman one's kind of weak. And the Guardians of the Galaxy. Those two are kind of weak. But the rest of them, fire. Game of Thrones, Wolf Among Us, Walking Dead, or any of the Walking Deads, for real, for real. Borderlands. There's another one I'm missing. I don't know why I can't think of what top of my head. But, yeah, they're all fire. Back to the Future.
Yes, the Back to the Future one's so good. Yeah. So good.
I have that one. I do actually have that one for my PS4. I wish that my PS4 wouldn't spit out discs. That'd be fantastic.
You can play it on you don't have PS5, but yeah, once you get your PS5, you can play them all on there.
Well, yeah, I'd have to rebuy. Like, it's on. I have the disc version of it, and my PS5 is gonna be.
No, if you get the disc version. If you get the disc version, you can put that in there.
I get the disc version.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to aim for the digital because it's cheaper.
Yeah, but you got a credit card, so just get the disc.
I still gotta pay that money back.
Yeah, theoretically, you gotta pay it back.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I was looking up Telltale games. I know they had a Wallace and Gromit series. Yep.
I didn't know that either.
Yep. Scott Elmo got to play, huh?
Joe, what are you recommending?
So this is going to be super awkward because I'm going to recommend the new God of War because I've been playing that. That's really fucking good, but Clementine's still the GOAT.
Yeah.
Also, Pokemon comes out this week.
So what comes out this week?
The new Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for it to get shipped to me.
So that, but for real, the new God of War is so fucking good.
Oh, I fucked up. My recommendation is actually play the Goat Simulator. Go play that shit.
That's all you're recommending, Joe?
Yeah. What was your other recommendation?
What your other recommendation?
Oh, good call. Yeah, good call. Right, sorry, guys. The real recommendation this week, we are going with Fake Driving School.
those are always good. I've seen a couple of those. Fake Parking. Fake FBI agents.
There's so many but the fake driving school instructors are pretty. It's funny as fuck. Just the premise of it.
I like the casting couch one. Those are always funny to me. Yeah. I was like, I'm just trying to get in the video.
All right, and next, I'm just gonna have you get on your knees and suck my dick.
And they'd be like, huh? They do it. Like, huh? What?
They're all the same actresses.
funny thing is, some of them come back. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you know what's gonna happen. Like, realistically,
the same. It's the same office. I'm gonna recommend a stupid game on the phone that got downloaded somehow when I did updated my phone, but I've been playing it a lot. Royal Match. It's like every other matching game, but it's dumb. But I'm now on level 130.
Jesus. Oh my God. You've been playing it.
I'm on 146. And I actually spent I spent like $3 on it because I was stuck on there's one fucking level I could not fucking beat. And it's, I spent like 3 days. I was super close and needed like two more moves. And it was like 99 cents to get enough money so I could buy more moves. So I just bit the bullet, bought the moves, and then beat that level.
I'm like, fuck it. I can't do this anymore. What game? Royal Match.
I never heard of it, but I know how them game. I know how the mobile games go.
I just don't even try mobile gaming anymore.
I got hooked. WWE Supercard, that game took so much damn money out of me, I tell you.
Yeah, I got hooked. Okay, so what we're doing now is we're doing plugs. So, Joe, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me watching a great TV series called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because I'm hooked on it because of you guys. I'm in my bed right after this show. like halfway through seasons 5.
Okay. Nice. What's the last episode you've seen?
I haven't watched it in a few days, so I can't remember off the top of my head, but I mean, they've all been pretty damn good, but I'm still like my favorite one's still the one where they go to the Philadelphia Eagles and try out. Oh, that shit's hilarious. And then the one where they sell gas out of the truck. Oh, that shit's funny.
What? God.
Oh wait, no, I do remember. The most recent one I've seen was the one where they D is like a what the hell is it called? A surrogate.
Oh yeah.
And then the other guys are trying to be a real estate agent.
Is that the
baby
one?
How?
She's trying baby to be a surrogate, or is she?
She's trying to be a surrogate right now because remember she was at the house and she was like not blackmailing, what's the word I'm looking for, she's pretty much just having them do shit for her, so now they're like, oh, that wouldn't be good, you know, for the baby, right?
Yeah,
she'd be able to swim, right? She just kept doing shit.
Yeah, she's like swimming.
That's the word, she's swimming in their pool and then joining the pool.
Yeah,
honey and vinegar, right? For me, or you might want to get that. I want to get that.
honey and vinegar real estate, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't I take your wife upstairs right now and tell her what a real man's like?
Bro, early Mac was hilarious, bro.
Early Mac. It was so funny too when they're like trying to get them under contract until they like say yes. They're like, yes, we'll buy it, and then they just like run out the door and they're like, awesome, we got our first sale.
He said, it's a verbal contract.
Kenny, where can they find you?
You can find me on all social medias at Bad Guy Spoken. And on YouTube, you can catch the Bad Guy Spoken podcast. And I have a new show on there now. It's going to be, I'm going to try to drop them every Friday. It is Hood Movie Reviews. Hood Movie Reviews, where basically we review all hood movies and we give our take on it and we break down the movies, talk about either how shitty they are or stuff that flat out doesn't make sense. We just try to, we really just ruin your favorite hood movies.
So yeah, go check that question. Out. Can we do Blank Man? Does that count?
Oh, no, that's in there. That's in there. I only record the first
episode. I want to be there for that episode.
I got you.
Is Friday in there?
Yeah, we're doing Friday in 2 weeks. Next week we're doing ATL, but then after that we're going to do Friday. I'm gonna record them on Saturday nights.
All right. If I'm available Friday, I'm in.
Okay.
Like if I'm available that day, let me know because I love that movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be
one of the movies we were gonna try to do when we were gonna launch a movie rewatch or watch podcast because Travis ain't never seen shit. He's seen Friday though.
That's what I told him to do. I was like, you need, because you don't watch shit. I was like, you need to watch these movies and review them, especially like your like first time. Like
that's what we were gonna do. It was gonna be called Goes to the Movies, and we just never got around to it.
I could do Ghost of the Show or I actually watch a show.
No, because then you'd have to be... You could do something where you watch, like, the first episode of a TV show.
I do that already. I watch the first episode and then never watch anymore.
You reveal it to say whether you'd want to watch it after that.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Maybe you should cut this out. Cut.
Cut. So no one steals this idea.
Leave it in. I already know where it came from. But yeah, this is it right here. You heard it here first.
I'm between the TikTok and you can follow me on both at DumbMoneyT13. That's DAMONEYT, the number one, the number three. You can also follow the T13 Media TikTok at T13. So that's T number one, three spelled out. Mike?
You can find me on Twitter, hi_fi_Mike, where I tweet at Boy Meets World Podcast. And you can find all the shows on the T13 Media Network on our website at T13media.com. Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Five or fuck off.
Yep, that's the golden rule. Also, big announcement. So, Debatable is going to get kind of a facelift, reboot, however you want to spin it.
Debatable's ending. Let's just
debatable. It's as the as you currently know it is ending. Yeah,
right.
The debatable as you currently know it is ending, but we aren't going anywhere. We will be back with a new show that will be similar, but not exactly the same. That is due to debut February 6th.
That'll be when we record it.
Yeah, so
it'll still be on Thursdays. As of right now, it's going to be a brand new feed, though. So
yeah,
you're going to want to go to t13media.com, stay updated because it'll be up there.
Yep.
And different as because of Anchor, the way it's going to work is it's not going to be available on all platforms at first. The way it works is once you submit an episode, it's a rollout. So things will be active over time. Usually, hopefully, a Spotify and Apple Podcasts are first. But I think it took a while for this to even be on Apple.
I don't remember. I think it was one of the ones that took a little bit. But we won't be going anywhere, but debatable will be, like I said, it will be ending in about 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
We got two more episodes. So next episode be like a regular episode, and the one after that, if depending on how many people we can get on, it's going to be a huge cast of guests and us, and I'm hoping it goes well. I don't know. It's going to be fun. It'll be a nice way to take the show out and shoot in the head.
Yeah. I wasn't going to word it that way. But it's because fuck ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN took our show.
They took the name, and now like we're impossible to find on like Spotify. So we're gonna rebrand it, but we're still going to give you that fire content we do every week. But for now, that's been this episode.
You
can
tell what it's going to be called so that they know what to look for.
We went with Not a Real Court, right? Yeah, Not a Real Court is what we're going with. Is going to be the new name of the show. Mike is going to use his graphic design talent to like give us a new design
my new beat making skills.
Yeah, we're gonna have everything's gonna be brand new, but we'll make sure we keep you guys up to date. We'll sell you the beat for $100.
That'd be great.
For $100, but Mike's gonna rap on top of it too.
No, that's $150. If you want to do that,
yeah. If you want that, that's a special.
Pay me for the feature.
Yeah,
if you want to see him actually make the beat, it's on the OnlyFans/T13Media.
But that's been this episode of Debatable. As always, thank you for the love and support. Case closed.